Huntley joins us to preview the meeting today. How are you, Warren?
Oh, very well, thanks, Nat.
Got the nine races, and of course we do get sometimes different form lines in this area. How did you find the meeting?
I thought it was challenging, Nat. It's interesting that we do still have the likes of the Kieran Maher stable, the Alep and Zara stable, so some strong metropolitan stables for their presence here, and obviously Darren Weir with a strong presence because it's a race meeting, and I think we can perhaps narrow down the last couple of legs of the quaddy, but I do think there can be some form to come out of particularly the earlier race.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first. This is a three-year-old maiden with all of those top stables in. You can take out runners two and six. Now we've got number one, Kasare, who's at 850, who's a first starter. 850 there for Ejin Horro, another debutante. 390 for Omar Rose. Then you've got 550 Outboard Motors. 290 is the favourite there, Platinum Angel. And down to Vivendi had $7.50. Well, a couple of camps here with multiple starters in the first.
Yeah, and add the Hayes and Davening operation from the Euroa base sometimes, sort of forget them, to add to the list of strong stables heading to the northern parts of Victoria. Seen Vision of the first starter, so that's always a help. It's some sort of guide. But, yeah, I thought Platinum Angel was terrific on debut. She's resuming here. It was a fast race with some good form to come out of it on debut at Sandown. And she stuck to her task really well, given time to resume here. And she was also well in the market on that occasion, which can be a good guide. And I'm going to go with her, resuming for the Weir stable, number nine, Platinum Angel. Her Outboard Motors, gee, I think she's been going well at the jump out. Looks to have made improvement and pretty experienced now, kicking off her third racing preparation. Omar Rose has been pretty good in the two runs to date this preparation. I thought she probably would have knocked off a race by now, but she's fitter for those two runs and drawn to get a nice run. And five, Ejin Horro, I thought stuck to the task quite well in a recent official trial, and I think back on drier ground might even be an assistant. 9875,
race one. Race two, this is a maiden over 1400. You can take out runners one, five, and also the eight, and the main ones are all down the bottom. Number nine, Proprius at 350. The 10, Relson, is the odds-on favourite, $1.85, and then you've got Savabor, who is the stablemate to the odds-on favourite, $6.
Of the shorties during the day, now I was keen on Relson on debut. Wasn't good enough. Got into a nice spot just behind the speed. But maybe that race was just dominated closer to the speed and was building momentum in slightly restricted room. I think with that run under the belt and importantly up in distance here, I think we can see Relson get that first win on the board. 10 ahead of 11. Savabor, who was asked to do a little bit in a recent jump out, and stuck to the task quite well back nearer the inside. 9, Proprius. Was originally with Team Hawks, jumped out and has trialled fairly. I think, again, dry ground is probably going to be a positive here. Drawn to get a nice run and Callow aboard. And 3, Shivaji, hasn't had a lot of luck. A few recent runs might be next best. Keen on 10 out of 11, 9 and 3.
10 from 11, 9 and 3. We then head over to the third, and this is a maiden of a 1400. Runners 3, 7, 10 and 11 all come out. Now we've got number 2, who is Broadstone at 9, 850 for Magic Thor, 850 for Morning Turf, 4 for Duria, who is a first starter for Mick Price, and then you've got the fave Super Snob at 250.
I love the recent jump out of number 12, Duryar, as you mentioned, a debutante for the Mick Price stable. Nah, doesn't necessarily have a great change-up speed, but gee, I like the horses that have been given a really good grounding for the Mick Price stable, and they kick off around about the 1,400-metre distance range. They've got a good fitness base for it. She looks like she's got a really good cruising speed and a bit of strength to her. I quite think she might even trim up closer to the race, 12, Duryar. Super Snob's going well and has the two recent runs under the board, and I thought it was pretty solid at Seymour last start after riding the speed, and it's not an easy thing to do, and just forgiving of a number of horses, that Seymour track just seems to be a little bit hard to get a handle on in recent times. 9, Mooning Turf, was good on debut and will be fitter, had jumped out quite nicely going into that debut performance, and 2, Broadstone, with Mick Price having a really strong hand in the meeting also, was good first up and will be fitter. 12, 14, 9 and 2.
12, 14, 9 and 2 in race number 3. Well, we go over to the fourth. Now, this is a maiden over 2,000. You can take out 7, 12 and also the 16. We've got number 1, Best Man at 310. Shadow Omen at 550. Steel Caps at 550. Then you're down to number 13, Alkashaf, who was at $3.90.
Even race, Nard. But, yeah, I thought Best Man was good last start. Now, hard and fit now and gets up in distance beyond 1,600 metres for the first time, but a son of Almahar, so no reason to think he won't. Jamie Mott threw in a protest last start, and that, it certainly had grounds. There was some interference at an interesting time of the race, and it definitely impacted Best Man. So going to need that little bit of luck from the draw, but looks like stepping up in distance will suit one. Ahead of nine, My Sophia, who comes through different form line, another one that'll probably balance up off the speed, maybe need a little bit of luck from the draw, but Nathan Dunn's doing a good job with his small team, and My Sophia will appreciate this trip. Three Steel Caps, as Honest has been up for a long time, goes around in similar types of maidens. I think Clear Ground here might be a slight positive. And, 13 Alkashaf, if he's not looking for this distance, then he's in a lot of trouble. He just worked home fairly last start, as he did first up, but maybe the trip's what he's looking for. 1, 9, 3, and 13.
1, 9, 3, and also the 13 in race 4. We look at race 5. Now, here you can take out runners 1 and also the 9. We've got number 2, Gold Libertist, at $3.40 off a last start placing. Al Gerard, who's at $4.20. Dakota at $3.90. King of Sting at $8.50. Madam Striker, who won 2 runs back, is at $5.50. Frozen Asset, an $8 chance.
Another even race. I've been batting up for Dakota all prep, and he hadn't had a lot of luck at a number of occasions, and then got out to this distance range last start, and I thought ran well, finally got right to the outside and was surging late, didn't win, but ran well and has had the run in the range now, and Lockie Kim knows him well. For Dakota, ahead of 2, Gold Libertist, who was solid last start, that's the same form line. 3, Al Gerard, they've been keeping Al Gerard to slightly shorter trips, but just making little steps up beyond the 1,600 metres now and certainly fit enough to do so and perform well in this distance range before. And 7, Frozen Asset. I was questioning the form line from across the border going into that race last start at Wodonga. It was a modest race and she was well ridden to win, but you would think that can ride the speed and make her own luck again. 4, 2, 3, 7.
So 4, 2, 3, and 7 in race number five. We go to race 6, and having a look at the market in this race where you can take out runners 3, 6 and also 13. We've got number 1, Honourable Tycoon at $4.40, Eagle Spirit at $5.50, down to the 8, Columbia at $4, $8 for Ecology.
Heat of the Rising Star series for our apprentice jockeys, Nard. In general, these are run at a reasonable tempo, and the makeup of this field probably indicates that it'll be similar, and I'm at one at double-figure odds here in number 4, Uncanny Effort. I think a lot of his runs this preparation have been much better than they've looked on paper, and got out to the 1,400 metres last start and covered a little bit of ground there. I'm forgiving of that performance behind Big Phil, which I think was in a pretty strong benchmark 64, gets to the 58 grade here with a track that you can balance up and run on, even on each-way basis for Uncanny Effort, head of 8, Columbia, who's now had the run in the distance range, and the blinkers go on. Maybe it was just the really rain-affected ground last start. It was only a soft, but it was racing probably a little bit worse than that. I thought Columbia had a terrific chance last start. Got a lovely run for Steph Thornton on that occasion and was disappointing. Maybe the firmer tracks are positive there. Certainly can improve, and the blinkers go on. 1, Honourable Tycoon, and 2, Eagle Spirit. They can make their own luck, particularly Eagle Spirit, Honourable Tycoon, a little bit off the speed. But they're going well, and they get the benefit of particularly Eagle Spirit, the 4-kilo claim for Thomas Stockdale. 4 each way ahead of 8, 1 and 2.
So we go 4 from 8, 1, 2, race 6, race 7. This is a 64 over 1,000. You can take out runners 5 and 8, and we've got number 1, Cash Crisis, at $3.10, $6 our Gladiator, $3.80 for Carlingford. Then you're down to $6.50, Streets of Liberty, 5 there for Last Skipper Tory, and the other main ones in betting.
But you could be on a case for a few of them, Nards, but gee, Cash Crisis has trialled well to lead into this, and trialled well leading into the first racing preparation, and then won the first 2 races, which is not easy to do, to go out of a maiden grade and then win a benchmark 64, spelled after a run in a benchmark 70. And gee, was a really fast trial, particularly the early stages of the trial, and eased down a little bit recently. I think we'll probably get across from that wide barrier draw, 1 Cash Crisis, and really give them something to chase over the 1,000 metres. 1 ahead of 9, Last Skipper Torre, who'll be off the speed and strong late. 6 Streets of Liberty, stable mate to Last Skipper Torre from the Darren Weir stable. Fitter for 2 runs back from a lengthy spell. Back to the 1,000 metres might be a query, but she'll be strong late and certainly firmer ground, a positive. And 3, Carlingford. Got a nice run just in behind the speed and finished off quite well. Last start will be fitter for that first up run. 1, 9, 6, 3.
1, 9, 6, and 3. Now race 8. Here you can take out runners 4 and 6. We've got number 1, Senor Alf at $7.50. Riley's Rocket at $3. Nearctic Chiller at $9. Then you're looking at, you would think, who's at $3.70 and Amthal at $5.50.
Quite keen on Riley's Rocket here, Nards. I think just gets into a very suitable race. Similar race to last start, a 58 over this distance here at Wangaratta, and was just grabbed late by Crypto Pier Rocks last start, probably in the wrong part of the track, and Crypto Pier Rocks has run well, albeit without winning, making really good ground subsequently, and I just think gets into a nice spot here, and I think where he's going to be in the run, particularly on that section of the track, perhaps nearer the inside, isn't going to be a disadvantage today. It's a lovely race for two. Riley's Rocket ahead of 12, Amthal, who gets out to the 1590 here, close to the 1600 metres. That certainly suits. 5, Rockaby Red, I reckon, is going a lot better than the form card suggests can improve. I certainly want Rockaby Red in my trifectas and first fours and in a quaddy. And 8, you would think. Just hasn't been able to find the line, but fit now and certainly a chance, but just seems to always find one or two better. 2, 12, 5 and 8.
2, 12, 5 and 8 in race number 8. And then to race 9, which is over 1170. Takeout runners 4, 10 and also number 11. We've got number 1, One Hell of a Family at 8. 2.10 for Natch. 3.90 for Fastbrook. Down to Cubby at $5.50.
I still want some insurance in this leg of the Quaddinards with Natch as the favourite. D-Day's here, I think. 2 runs back this preparation. Seemed to have the race almost at his mercy at Sale, and again, second up. So he's got to prove that he can find the line. First preparation is a gelding. The blinkers come off and the nose roll comes on. Fitter for those 2 runs back and drawn to get a nice run. There shouldn't be any excuses for number 2, Natch the 3, Fastbrook. Probably be better when she gets over a little bit further, but the Nigel Pakistan trained horse is progressing well going into her first up run here. She'll be strong late, as will 6, Cubby, who was suited, or who will be suited, getting up beyond the short course of the first up run. And 1 Hell of a Family was big odds, but there was merit in that first up win. Not easy to then go to the Class 1 after a debut victory, but on the evidence of that, I don't want to certainly have against me in terms of trifectas and first fours, etc. 2, 3, 6 and 1.
So we go 2, 3, 6 and 1 in race number 9, the last. What about a best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
I think the best of the shorties is race 2, number 10, Ralph and Nards. I'm quite keen also on race 8, number 2, Riley's Rocket. And at value, race 6, number 4, Uncanny Effort. For the quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 4 and 8. Second leg 1, 2, 3, 6 and 9. Numbers 2, 5 and 12 in the third leg. And 2, 3 and 6 in the last. I'm going to come home with a running double with Riley's Rocket, 1 out in race 8. Into race 9, numbers 2, 3 and 6 is the play of the day.
Wonderful, Warren. All the best of luck with it today, and we'll catch you later on the program talking track work from Flemington.
Look forward to it, Nards.